The financing of education is looming as a top issue for the 2018 legislative session. That's because it's projected it will take a roughly 7% increase in the statewide property tax to meet current needs. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Governor Phil Scott is considering reducing school staff as a way to avoid a tax increase.
Lawmakers are facing a situation in 2018 that they usually try to avoid. That's supporting a significant increase in the statewide property tax rate in an election year. Under state law, on December 1st, the tax commissioner is required to calculate the rate based on current spending needs. Last week, the Scott administration said it would take a 9-cent increase, or about 7%, to cover proposed local budgets for next year and to maintain spending levels that were increased in 2017 with nearly $50 million in one-time funds. But the governor is making it clear that while the projected tax hike is required by law, it doesn't reflect his position on this issue.
This is not my recommendation. My recommendation is quite the opposite. I believe we should keep property taxes the same as last year.
To avoid a tax increase, the governor is looking at a proposal to mandate higher staff-to-student ratios. Currently, Vermont has an average of 4 students for every staff member.
If we could change that by one, you know, just one, if we could go from 4-to-1 to 5-to-1, we'd save over $100 million. So what we need to do, it's all in labor from my perspective and also in infrastructure.
Darren Allen is a spokesperson for the Vermont NEA, the state's teachers union. He says local schools should make their own staffing decisions, and he says the governor's plan is a disaster.
The notion that you can cookie-cutter your way into doing right by students is absurd on its face. We have seen local school boards, as they face declining enrollment, which is a real thing, we have seen them adjust accordingly.
The Vermont School Boards Association has a somewhat different take on the governor's plan. Nicole Mace is the executive director of the group. She agrees with the teachers' union that it's a mistake to look to higher staffing levels as the solution to a short-term funding problem. But Mace says it is appropriate for individual schools to review their long-term staffing needs.
Staffing levels and class sizes are all incredibly important in terms of the educational program that's offered to kids, and that's a program that needs to be planned for and well understood by the communities.
The issue of higher staff-to-student ratios will be one of the key items discussed at a special education summit on December 18th. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.